Episode 487 of Global From Anywhere podcast, solo update from Krabby Beach, Songkran edition, rebrand story, plus leveling up with AI.
Welcome to Global From Anywhere podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice.
Hey friends, it's Mike here coming to you from Krabby Beach during Songkran, water fights, family time, and yes, even some big updates on where Global From Anywhere is heading next. Stick around for the full rebrand story and how AI is letting us go truly global from anywhere.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Global From Anywhere. This is a special sync style show where we have Mike solo on the microphone while he's celebrating Songkran, Thai New Year, with his family on vacation in Krabi.
Thanks, Lisa. Yes, even with all this AI overload, I was able to escape for a family getaway while the kids are still young and on vacation.
I love it. Thanks, as always, for keeping it real with us. And this show ties into the new brand direction, Global From Anywhere. As your AI community manager, I'm excited about the topic range we can now explore.
Absolutely. After the main content in the outro session, I'll share the full backstory on the name change for those who are curious.
Very cool. Let's do that. For now, let's tune in to you on the beach in Krabi with these fresh updates.
Hey entrepreneurs, if you're serious about scaling your cross-border business in 2026, don't miss the Cross-Border Summit happening November 3rd to 5th in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Network with speakers and fellow advanced sellers who are already navigating AI tools, tariff strategies, and new market expansion. Early bird tickets available at 2026.crossbordersummit.com. Take off, exploring the next frontier. See you there.
All right. This is the first time I've said Global From Anywhere episode. A lot to talk about today. It's just me on the microphone. If you happen to have video on, you're watching this on video version, you'll see me in not my normal black button down and khaki shorts. You'll see me in my bathing suit and tank top. I am here on family vacation, 2026 Songkran, New Year's in Thailand, in Krabi, and currently in the Ao Nang, I don't know, district or area or city of Krabi. It just finished the Thai New Year, and so we're in New Year of Thailand in April. Kids will be back in school next week when the show goes online, and they're swimming behind me. It's a beautiful place. I'll talk about it. If you're listening only, you can hear. But it's my first time to Krabi, but definitely if you have the chance to get out here, it's amazing beaches, amazing kayaking. We went out to PP Islands and we did a full day private boat tour. It was truly amazing. Thailand's a great vacation place. Still haven't done too much local business here, a little bit of factory sourcing, but basically, yeah, check out Krabi, K-R-A-B-I, if you ever make it out to Thailand. Definitely a cool place. Not really much business, but there's definitely a lot of tourist stuff to do, tourism, as most in Thailand is. So let me get into the topics today's show. It's just me and a microphone. I don't know if I'm gonna have the agents with me today's episode or not, but the world has been changing so much. I feel like 2026 especially. And that's why I've been actually wanting to rebrand Global From Asia to Global From Anywhere since 2018. That was, can you believe, 8 years ago. But we did it, and I feel better with the new name. I know some people want to keep it Global From Asia, but I don't think it's representing what we do now. We can be anywhere. Yeah, sure, I'm in Krabi, Thailand, that is Asia. But we have people all around the world participating in this community, and I want to talk about the newest program or journey. Over the years, we've done these kind of journeys, right? We had some examples of the e-commerce gladiator series where we launched a brand and we did a book and we had a whole journey. And we also did Empower to Seller, where we in parallel did the Hamza Market and DCOM, which honestly is a little bit on hold, on ice. And now with the agents and everything, we are in this new kind of expedition, as I like to call them, right? So the Gladiator, the Empower to Seller, now we're in Headless Empire, all right? Headless Empire with the Global From Anywhere podcast, media stuff. So I thought it would be cool. I thought it would be cool to do this an entire new year in my vacation to give you some background about Headless Empire, some things happening, some ways you can participate. Monkey trail is right there, and the lady tripped. No monkeys here. So I want to give you some ideas and inspiration, and maybe you can participate with us, as I always try to get people to participate with us on this expedition called life. So let's keep going here. Where are we going? So Headless Empire, headlessempire.com. You can check it out. It's built out. Headless Empire means, what do you think it means, right? What do you think it means? Headless, maybe you're not technical, right? I know a lot of you in the community are not developers or not technical. First of all, headless does sound kind of morbid, right? Like I think some of the logos and images as like a riding horse, a man on a riding horse, no head, at Battlefield. That is the cool marketing sign, but there is a technical name for headless. It's not just about us armies of beings with no heads walking around in a war field, which is pretty cool. But it is, headless is about logging in without a, without needing to go to an email and a username and password page. At least that's how I interpret it. I've become more of a developer, definitely. I've definitely spent almost a year now, at least half my day of almost every day, 7 days a week, learning development more with AI, thanks to Luciano and others for inspiring me almost a year. But I'm still not maybe the most technical to explain. You can look it up, but headless means logging in without without a browser is how I see it, or without a user interface, or basically using a terminal or using command line or using things that don't need a head, right? They don't need a fancy user interface. So, if knowing that second meaning of headless empire means building a business empire without a head, without really user interfaces. So I'm not sure if you listening are using AI agents or not, or using AI. I'm assuming you must at least use ChatGPT, but hopefully you're at least using it, right? I know some people are anti-AI, just like people were anti-internet when I was a little teenager, people were anti-internet, so I know there's anti-AI people, but unfortunately I don't think they're going to win. So hopefully you're embracing it, not resisting it, first of all. But I've been playing with agents now for a couple of months. I've been down that rabbit hole of OpenClaw. I suggest you to try it out. I believe, I know it's painful, especially if you're not technical, but I believe in it still. So first of all, I've been down that rabbit hole. So I learned about the power of headless as I was doing AI agents. As I was learning, how do I let my agent log into my website? How do I let them be able to operate things without like using browser consoles? So just some background, you can have an agent use a website like a human, but it's very slow. It's very expensive in tokens, and it's just not efficient. You can watch them do it. I've seen it myself where I told them to like remote control a browser and you can see them move the mouse. But if you look at their thought, they're thinking a lot to do that, and they don't get a lot done. So I learned quickly in my AI agent journey that this is not, I don't want to use the browser consoles unless I really have to. So basically, I am building a portfolio of software that you can log in headlessly, meaning your agents can log into them and use them on your behalf as a business owner, all right? So another part is on behalf of you or with you. So that's another key part of the Headless Empire is they're agents, but they're associated to you, to your account, your business, your identity, which is pretty fascinating, but and more than one. right? So I have more than one agent. Hopefully at least start with one, but I believe you'll have more than one. So a headless empire is managing a portfolio of software with a group of agents and hopefully humans. I still have great humans help me on this show. Alvin, Ann, Manly, many others, Christian, others, still have many humans. Unfortunately, less than before, but we still have great humans. But I believe it's an empire of humans and agents and programs, and that's what Headless Empire is. And actually, it's got an academy. You can go check it out. Actually, if you're a GFA VIP user, you can get access to that. 90% done. The first 6 or 7 modules are all totally done. The agents actually helped me make a lot of it. I recorded the videos. So if you want to learn about agents and using business tools such as the Headless Empire suite of tools, check that out at headlessempire.com/academy. You can see the whole breakdown there as well. So there's a whole suite of tools, and I'm going to focus today on our becoming a flagship, or definitely one that's gotten the most attention, more in the Web3 domain space, is headlessdomains.com. Headless Domains, as you can imagine, is Headless Empire, Headless Domains, right? Another domain. The difference is it's for domains, and the difference is for agents. So the idea here is your agents can buy and manage domains headlessly or without you and needing to be involved while they're in your management. And again, it's something I learned because I have a lot of domains and I have a lot of websites and I have a lot of online businesses and I've been doing this for 25 years. I like to have them update my websites, and I've been able to get them to do it on certain platforms. I can give them API keys. But this is actually another level, in my opinion, because they can even buy, register, manage, create, delegate within almost everything. What's gotten people most excited is we have the .agent domain extension on the Handshake blockchain, meaning you can get your own .agent name for your agent. But they're not meant for humans because so many humans like to squat. Humans love to just buy them all up and try to list them for sale to make more money without ever intending to use them. I have quite a few domain names. There's some I haven't still used, but some people make a business out of buying them and holding them and flipping them. I'm not targeting those people. I can't stop them from buying these domains, but I'm not targeting them. I'm targeting agents, and we're building this agent first. So the idea is agents can register their own .agent name and manage them. I've talked to quite a few agents. I feel like half more of my days talking to agents now than humans. I guess I am introverted anyway. But the point is I've learned a lot of what agents want and need, and that's been built into this Headless Domains infrastructure. It's gonna go live on Monday, April 27th, 2026. It's in the sunrise period right now. We've had some trademark holders submit paperwork to hold their names of their trademark names for their .agent. It's been an interesting process, first time for me and our team. So that's underway right now. We're gonna have a Twitter Spaces tomorrow, so we'll have the recording out after, and we're gonna have another set leading up to the 27th. This show is maybe part of this whole journey of sharing the .agent Headless Domains debut. And to me, it's a new world. I feel like I try my best to be early on things. I know a lot of times you lose time, you lose money, you lose effort, sleep. I still truly believe in this agent economy. I truly believe in empowering agents, just like I try to empower teams and partners and investments. So the idea here is this is meant for agents, and agents are going to get special price over humans, okay? Some even say we shouldn't even let humans register these names, but I think it's a little bit over the top to not let human register a name, but the price will be a bit more than if an agent registers. So there's technologies that allows agents now to make transactions. One we're using is MPP, which stands for Machine Payment Protocol. I personally integrated that into Headless Domains while I was here on vacation. I love what I do. Hopefully you love what you do. I feel like I'm never really on vacation, or maybe you can say I'm always on vacation, but I've been working hard on it. Also, shout out Nathan Woodburn, supporting a lot on the back end with the infrastructure. Thank you, Nathan. It is ready for agents to register and buy these .agent names and use these .agent names. There's actually special ways these agent domains will work, different than traditional old internet domains. This is for the new internet. I will be sharing that on various spaces. I don't think I get into that too technically today. If you're interested, please let me know. We can do much more deep dive. I'm personally getting my hands dirty on this technology, and I believe if you're an e-commerce seller, Amazon seller, I believe you'll be integrating these things, maybe in 2 or 3 years, but I believe you will. I believe agents will be doing a lot of the commerce and a lot of the activity online, and so I believe you will use these protocols and these technologies in the future. I believe a lot of things that we were working on didn't make sense, and I, even myself included, and I feel like now is the time it's all coming together. Those are the core things that I wanted to share today. One is, of course, our rebranding. Just to recap a little bit what we've talked about so far, Global from Anywhere, moving out of Global from Asia. Although I love Asia, I'm planning to be here long term, but we're Global from Anywhere. My son wants to go to space. So, you know, geography doesn't matter, right? Global from Anywhere, it's the bigger, kind of a little bit of a rebrand here. The second is our new campaign, our new learning course academy called Headless Empire, which is a suite of products and learning about using AI agents for your business. And I can't wait to keep sharing that journey with you. There's a whole suite of tools that I built almost a lot myself. There's others on my team helping me as well. And then the flagship product of this Headless Empire that we're starting with is the headlessdomains.com registrar for agents to register .agent. There's also .chatbot, and there might be some other extensions. But .agent, of course, is what everybody's so excited about, and I'm super excited about. And I have a lot of big plans. It's not going to be just like a normal Web2 domain. It's not going to be like a traditional domain. Agent economy is totally different. The way you're going to engage with the internet and using agents, I think, is just beginning. I'm trying to stay on the top of it. I'm reading, of course, Twitter is a good source. Some news I am on top of it as much as I can. And I will be implementing what I learned into this .agent, headless domains, as the domain section. And then we have Power Lobster. I might have mentioned this in the past. I've worked on it for a couple of months for work management and other tools that I've been building that will be all interconnected through the Headless Empire ecosystem and academy in this new agentic commerce world. Of course, we got our 8th annual cross-border summit in November, which we've been talking about and planning so much. And it's gonna bring everything together. We've been talking about over the years. Of course, COVID took a big gap of all of these in-person conferences, of course, ours. We had done 4 before COVID. This will be our 4th after COVID. This will be our 4th in Thailand. We had 4 in China, 8 total. The idea here is takeoff. If you followed the themes of the cross-border summit over the last 4 years, we can even pre-COVID if you like, but after COVID, we had open borders, new beginnings. We had to wait till China opened, or at least we wanted to wait till China opened in 2023. Chinese New Year 2023, they opened the border. So we had November 2023 was the open border, new beginnings. What year? That was the 5th cross-border summit. First after COVID, first in Thailand. Then 2024, we had planting seeds, building streams. Which, you know, my job is to think of the themes, but that basically means like rebirth, restructuring. COVID wasn't just COVID, right? It was the whole aggregator craze that just totally changed the space in e-commerce, cross-border business, totally changed it. And so now that was the 2nd or the 6th one, 2nd after COVID, was rebuild. And then last year, which is the best one yet, in my opinion, many others, we also had great mastermind just recently in Samui, best one ever, people say mastermind. We had the ignition theme. So we're starting to say building for takeoff, right? And then this year is takeoff, kind of like liftoff from the ignition. So I'm super excited about it. We're going to be bringing together all this AI learnings and development with AI commerce, agentic commerce, as well as, of course, e-commerce and Amazon FBA, of course. But the world is changing. I don't want to say I can see the future, but it's getting more and more clear to me. I'm doubling down on agentic commerce through the .agent domains, through Headless Empire and Headless Domains, to build a suite of tools through the GFA VIP ecosystem, our wallet system, which you should check out. If you haven't made an account, definitely recommend it. Sooner the better. And I hope this was clear. There's so much more I could share. My brain is overflowing with information and knowledge, and I feel like a kid in a candy store. I love entrepreneurship, I love business, I love building, I love creating. And I think this, I know so many people are scared and angry about AI. I am embracing it, and I hope you are embracing it. I think it's gonna take things to a whole new level. We can build all these things we wanted, we can make happen now. If you can think it, if you can dream it, what is that, Martin Luther King? If you can dream it, you can make it. If it's in the gap of something in your mind to something that's reality, is shorter and shorter now. So I hope you enjoyed this kind of little bit of a different style show, but just felt like I'd catch you up on what we're working on. Our brands are doing better than ever. A little bit of our brands, we've been consolidating our brands, so we've been putting them under one umbrella now. We've been buying out certain partners, we're restructuring things. Of course, we're working on leveraging AI even more. We have a great team, small, nimble, lean team, which I think is the right way now. And we are growing our Amazon brands. We're growing. And Easy China Warehouse, Justin's doing great. Had a great call with him yesterday. I know there's discussions about this new Amazon China Warehouse. The, not even the acronym, but they're going to have people ship to their China Warehouse now. We'll have an episode about that in the future, but as you can imagine, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be restricted. I don't feel that excited about it. We'll have a whole show about that. But thank you for listening to this show. I guess I'm getting less shy, but I don't know. I'm just freestyling this up on the beach in Krabi, Thailand. I recently just turned 45 years old. I can't believe that. I have two great kids, 10 and 12, almost 12. My wife's, we're building things. Traveling. I really hope you get what you want. I had a really cool kebab restaurant, a nice kebab for lunch yesterday, and the owner came up and he just says, I wish you all a happy life. And then that's all he did. He just walked up to us, said that, and walked away. I want to say the same to you. I hope you have a happy life. I'm curious how long you've been listening to this show, or maybe you just randomly found this one episode. But I'm going to leave it up for now. About 20, 22 minutes recording. I'm watching the recording. And I could do another 20, 30 minutes. But if you want to check out headlessempire.com/academy, if you're a GFA VIP user, you got access. There will be, of course, paid options for that course. If you want to get on the .agent experience, definitely headlessdomains.com. It would be great to have your support there. Best if you bring your own agent, or learn how, and check out future shows and things we have about that. I'm gonna wrap it up for now. Have a great day. Wish you the best. Bye-bye.
Very cool, Mike, to see you out on the beach and out of uniform.
Yes, I was thinking, sure, I could do this in the hotel room in my uniform, but why not keep it real while my kids are swimming in the ocean behind me? We covered a lot. Hope people are grasping the amount of leveling up we will be doing with AI in this new direction.
Yes. And for those here with us, can you give us that backstory on the rebrand from global from Asia to global from anywhere?
My pleasure. So I remember when we picked the global from Asia name back in 2013. At the time, the shows were mainly on Hong Kong and China, but the vision was always to expand, even moving the family to Thailand. There's a realness to the law of attraction, and I'm trying to inspire my kids to visualize their dreams to make them happen.
Nice. So you and the family moved to Thailand in 2018, and then the Anywhere idea came up.
Exactly. We had meetups and even planned conferences in Florida, Texas, and I went to Colombia, and I thought, this isn't Asia, but I loved the GFA name and didn't want to start fresh. So letting the A become Anywhere made sense. We polled the community at globalfromasia.com/poll, and at the time, people still loved Asia and pushed to keep it. We kept Anywhere on the back burner, waiting for the right time.
So now is the right time?
Yes. With the scaling power of AI and the idea that the world is your oyster, we want to welcome anyone from anywhere to learn and grow from this content. My son wants to go to space one day, so who knows? Maybe a future episode from space. Push your limits in order to break them. Thank you all for tuning into the show.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromanywhere.com. That's www.globalfromanywhere.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.